Good morning. Before we sink into our practice, I'd like to invite folks to stand for a moment, and if standing is not appropriate, I'm going to give a second option. We're just going to shake it off a little bit. What's a possum do after it plays dead? It shakes it off. So just a little up and down. And if you're sitting or laying down, super creative right there, that's beautiful. You can do it with your arms, just up and down. And putting the feet together. When we put our feet together, we're engaging the yin muscles from yin and yang. We're engaging the meridian of the kidneys, water element, and the liver. Holding a circle with the arms. If you're sitting, you can just create circularity in your arms. And inhale, bringing the arms up. Exhale into the pineal gland, down the Tai Chi column in the center of the torso, into the lower Dantian, our energy center. Inhale, just 3 inches up, real slow, the hands. Exhale, really grounding into our center. Inhale, hands come to the side, thumbs wide. Exhale, slowly pushing the energy down the legs, clearing any blockages, letting that energy recycle in the earth. Okay, sit back down. Last night, Jonathan gave such a powerful healing and practice. And as I was looking out, I saw so many empaths. So many of us are empaths who are attracted to this practice, this journey. And afterwards, I was like, we have to dance. We have to sing. Amana, being the mature matriarch, was like, actually, I'm going to put them to sleep with metta. I think that was really appropriate. You're lucky I didn't have the reins. But I wanted to just offer that clearing practice. It's called a bone marrow cleansing. And as someone who works a lot with trauma, it's really, really, really helped me not internalize some of the trauma from the youth, the incarcerated youth, and all the other folks that I work with. Another thing that really helps is really coming into our center. Really becoming familiar with the center of our being. Taoism is like a holder of all these ancient technologies, the mudras of Buddhism, and a lot of the shamanic Buddhist practices are held in that tradition and Taoism, as well as the alchemical meditations from Egypt and the Kush areas, some of those ancient alchemical practices from Sudan, Ethiopia, Egypt. And I mention it because this center of the body, called the lower dantian, dantian meaning field of energy, it's a sphere, like a little sunshine. In the female anatomy, the center of the dantian shares the center of the womb for the female-bodied. So it's a little easier for y'all to connect to it, and that's why for the first several thousand years, women were the, or female-bodied folks were the shamans and the guides of the healing practices working with that energy center. So connecting to our center, it's our center of gravity. And if you actually measure from the top of the head to the center and then from your toes, from your feet to the center, that's where it resides. Relaxing the body. And as we relax, we're empowered by the heart, the middle dantian, the upper dantian being the pineal gland in the center of the skull. This is a heart-centric practice, what we're doing here. This Buddha Dharma practice is all about the heart. And they say that all Buddhas are born in the dantian, the lower dantian. So we're integrating these three energy centers in our practice. With awareness of our surroundings. It's so interesting how we don't have to open our eyes. We can actually feel the room by now. We're accustomed to the vibrations of the magnetic fields of the people who share our magnetic field, our neighbors sitting around us. And this is a unique opportunity, as it's such a safe place to be. There's no bad intentions, as we all have come here to liberate. We're all engaged in this path of self-healing. And by healing ourselves, we're healing others as well. Intentionally or unintentionally. Arriving in the present moment. Supported by the immediacy of sensations in the body, rooting us in the present. Taking three deep, long, slow breaths through the nose at your own pace, with the invitation of breathing baby's breath, that's expanding the abdomen for the inhalation, and slowly pulling the belly button towards the spine for the exhalation, the way baby breathes. and breathing naturally. Letting go of the impulse to control the breath. And bringing awareness back to the heart center. Noticing the sensation of our clothing brushing against where we approximate the heart to be. Or else putting a hand or two on the heart. And you can hold it there for the next several minutes while we engage in forgiveness practice, or else really establish this sensation there, leaving a handprint there that you can return to root us in the present moment, the sensation of being in this body. Forgiveness. I really loved Carol's empowerment in our last session. She phrased the bondage of the untrained mind. And how much harm the untrained mind can do. A psychologist friend recently told me that the trauma of malevolence, the trauma of cruelty, is the most destructive trauma, the one that impacts us more than natural disasters or even losing a parent or someone we love. It's that witnessing of cruelty when someone harms us that's so hard to forgive. This is why we in this path, take this practice of non-harming ourselves and others. And it's not easy. We dismantle the punitive impulses of punishing those around us who are unskillful. Not to say that we don't hold people accountable or confront people, we do, but it's in this spirit of non-harming. So those who have harmed us were in a state of unskillfulness, a state of imbalance. They were not seeing clearly, for if they were, they would never harm. This clarity roots us in this interconnectedness that we experience as interbeing. And it takes work to remain in clarity. It's a practice. So we generate compassion for those who are not empowered with skillful means, who are recreating their traumas that they've received. Taking the posture of those who harmed them so often. It's really helpful to have a physical sensation to root us when we engage in these practices driven by visualization. So the hands on the heart or hands on the knees, wherever you can access this sense of being in the body, supportive. The invitation is to create a timeline in your mind from your earliest memory to present, bringing all those beings that we have harmed, plant, animal, and human, into the room with us. And I'm going to offer some phrases of intention that you're invited to change as well, to serve you in the best way. So without getting too caught up in the narratives of what happened, just identifying the cast of characters and bringing them in the room. For all of you who I have harmed in my life, knowingly or unknowingly, with my thoughts, my words, my actions, I ask you, please forgive me. Now, having had the courage to look at how we have harmed others, we have the courage to remember some of the harming that we've experienced from our earliest memory to present, gathering those who have harmed us, just taking a casting, or just identifying those beings and bringing them in the room, not reliving the stories or the memories, just bringing them in the room. And if it's too painful to bring them in the room, we can actually place them on the other side of these doors in the courtyard. For all of you who have harmed me in my life, knowingly or unknowingly, with your thoughts, your words, your actions, I forgive you. It doesn't mean we are releasing healthy boundaries, doesn't mean that we are forgetting that these people, or these beings, have a tendency to harm. It means we're letting go of the suffering that our feelings about these people are causing us. Releasing. last but not least, and for many of us, our most difficult forgiveness, self-forgiveness. Creating a timeline and just taking a snapshot of those memories without going down memory lane, playing it back, but just recalling the times that we've harmed ourselves. For all the times that I've harmed myself, knowingly or unknowingly, with my thoughts, my words, my actions, my choices, I forgive myself. Having stirred the pot of memory and emotion and trauma, it's very appropriate to return to self-metta. Letting the heart radiate light. Saturating the body. Golden sunshine. May I be happy and peaceful. Even allowing a smile to come on the face as we remember what it feels like to be happy. And peaceful. No threats. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer dangers, free from harm. Resting in this sensation of safety, this memory of our safest moments in life. And if we haven't felt safe, using the power of the imagination to imagine what safety really should feel like. May I be healthy and strong in mind, body, and spirit. Feeling our strength. We are here right now in this moment, present. Facing difficulties triumphantly. May I live my life with ease, free from suffering, fully awakened. We are experiencing awakening from moment to moment. We experience releasing the three poisons of clinging, aversion and confusion, or classically called greed, hatred, and delusion. We are awakening. Sometimes self-metta isn't quite enough. We need to add more practice. I want to share the practice of the light touch. Using the diffusion of neutrality in the body. The lips touching one another is so neutral and yet so much neurotransmission. That's why kissing is an international phenomenon. But from our own lip to lip, very neutral. If that's not an appropriate focal point, we look through the body for neutral sensations that are neither pleasant or unpleasant. They're just present. For some, it's the hand on the knees. For some, it's the eyelids touching. So we experience that neutrality. Lip to lip, okay. Neutral. For about 3 seconds, then we touch upon that which is troublesome. Might be a memory that just came that we can't release. Okay, a little of that memory. Unpleasant. Back to the neutral. Okay. Lip to lip, still the same. Feels exactly the same, actually. With a little variation, because there's always a little tiny variation, so not exactly the same. But still neutral. Now, okay, there's a sensation in the body that is conflictive, tightness or soreness. What is that? What is it? How's it manifesting? Is it heat? Is it aching? Okay, back to neutral. Like this. Back and forth. Often the conflictive feeling, thought, or physical sensation dampens, is diffused, and self-liberates. Or our relationship really changes with it to where it isn't something that is so burdensome. It's just something in the field of our awareness. We have the power to train and practice and become skillful and heal ourselves and others. You have a few extra minutes to get to your meeting session. Thank you for your practice, everyone. Radiant souls. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.